Many days had passed, and the star remained in its place. Still, Melchior waited near the marketplace. His warm fire seemed to draw other travelers.
Ah, warm fire. Excuse us, sir. May we warm ourselves here?
Yes, yes.
So, Gaspar, our Arabian deserts are cool at night, eh?
Yes. The chill seems to sink in much deeper here than in Babylon, where I come from.
Babylon?
Yes. Do you know it?
I'm from Persia. I traveled through Babylon recently.
Oh, what do you think? Are the deserts in Arabia colder than those in Babylon?
Persia, huh? Why so far from home?
I'm on a journey for my work. I study stars.
In Magi?
Yes. I am Melchior, the Magi.
Following the new star?
Yes. All the way from Persia.
To find the king?
How did you know?
We too have had the vision and followed the star. I am Basilar, and the other side of Arabia. This is Gaspar of Libyan. We discovered each other today in the marketplace. No thanks to that margin.
We have gifts. Gold and myrrh. And you?
Frankincense.
Ah, valuable.
And I have another small gift, too. Less expensive, yet more personal. And so here we are, a Babylonian, an Arabian, a Persian, all looking for a Jewish king. I do not know. I have studied long and hard, and for what? To leave it all behind to chase a ball of fire across this wasteland. I must be a madman.
Oh, so they call you a madman too, eh?
You?
Yes, I've been called worse. Believe it or not, some even accuse me of hearing evil voices from the darkness.
No!
It's true. Of course, the hardest thing for me was leaving my family. They did not understand.
Yes, I have a son who will probably be a man when I return.
If you return.
If. Do you think there are others besides us who have been called?
Who can know?
I'm sure every eye on earth has seen this star.
Yes, but do they know its meaning?
Do we?
So many questions. Was their journey to indeed be futile? Were they alone in their quest? But in the midst of all their doubts, the star shone brighter than ever. Never dimming, never failing to give them hope and courage. No, their journey wasn't futile, and they weren't alone in their search. For under that staying starlit sky, shepherds too had been called to worship at the cradle of the King.